This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday, one and all.
Yes.
Last week, we were giving Sarah a little bit of a hard time. I think this was maybe off the air, but the fact that you would, I don't even think you had filled out your ballot. You hadn't taken it in yet, but you did get your ballot in.
Yes.
Guess whose ballot I dropped off this morning?
Barrett's.
My husband's.
Oh.
I found it in the car, and I was like, bro, what are we doing? This has been sitting in here for over a week. He completely forgot to turn it in, so I took it this morning like a good citizen.
Look at you. You are a true patriot. An absolute
really
American. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. But you know, it's funny because where I live up in, you know, BFE, they talk about the ballot boxes being, you know, having security and things like that. There's nobody there. There's nobody there the small town of Savannah, Washington. Nobody's there. It was just me.
Not even like a fake sticker that says there's a video camera watching you or something along those lines.
I was kind of wondering like, oh man, are they going to be here at 4 a.m.? No, they weren't there.
I'm like picturing like those British guards with like the crazy hats just standing there all stoic looking at you like, how long have you been keeping that ballot in your car, lady?
It was very boring. It really was. It was just me in the box.
So what was his rationale behind keeping in his car?
I think he just forgot because it's Brad. You know how he is, guys.
He's a stoner.
He's a little toker.
Toker midnight voter.
Yes, midnight voter. But, you know, I got it done. And now I'm ready to help you, Steve, inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Line. In case you don't know, today it's election day.
What?
I know, it's crazy. Today's the day to pick who you think should go into the next round of The Voice. So good luck to all the contestants. Some I think are great, some others not so much. But you know what? Your vote matters.
Oh, yes.
And there's a recent study that was just done where somebody asked a bunch of people, should Election Day be a federal holiday?
Yeah.
Danny, you're voting yes. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. You know what's funny? It's because like Lily has off school today because they're using all the schools as election centers in Albuquerque.
Why don't we let our building do that?
I know. I was like, can we just have all the days off?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, 70% of people. Who are the people that say no? No, I want to go to work. I want to be around people.
Boo.
I guess some people do like going to work and being around people. I think we should not only make it a day that we just take off, it also should be a day where it's like it's mandated that you just can't go on social media.
Yeah.
For any reason.
Just like a social media blackout.
Complete social media silence. I'm going to stay as far away from my Facebook and all the other social media pages as much as I can. Because today's not the day.
It's exhausting.
Yesterday was not the day for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, although it looked like it might have been as Baker Mayfield helped the team tie the game to go into overtime against the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs. But unfortunately, the Kansas City Chiefs, unless you're a fan of them, they stay unbeaten. They are now 8-0. Of course, you're happy because your stupid Travis Kelce I don't want Jason Kelce to punch me for saying that.
No, bad.
Very nice, Travis Kelce. Scored a bunch of points to help your fantasy football team.
He sure did. I was so stoked last night.
Did you watch the game when they had the coin flip?
Yes.
That cracked me up so much because they have the coin flip and then it lands on, I can't remember. It was either heads or tails. Crazy, right? But Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs won the coin toss. And then you see Baker Mayfield just like look up to the heavens like, we lost this game.
Yeah, you can't let the Chiefs do what the Chiefs do.
It's like, great. Give it to this team. So they're now 8-0.
An early morning storm yesterday brought in some serious high winds, and we had widespread power outages across Western Washington.
It was nuts.
It was super crazy.
Leaving here at work, I was a little nervous that the traffic light was going to fly off of the cables.
Well, we've had the tree guys down our road for like the last week almost handling some business, and we miraculously did not have our power go out yesterday because we always, if it goes out anywhere, it's always my house.
Yep.
And somehow we didn't have a power outage, but over 24,000 customers did have power outages according to Puget Sound Energy. A lot of Snohomish and Mason County residents and a lot of school closures happened. The ferry was canceled from Port Townsend over this way. Significant rainfall in areas like Forks, and they had like, I think nearly 2 inches by 9 a.m. yesterday. Jeez. So it was wild. But you know what? We will rebuild.
We will rebuild. We're going to pick up that chair that went over, pop it back up, and we're going to be able to sit on it once again.
Yes.
I have to bring this story up just because I think that the news report on this story is one of my favorite things I've heard in a few days. Yesterday during a commute over in Massachusetts, there was a massive issue because, well, a couple of porta potties spilled out onto the freeway.
Oh, no, thank you.
And I bring this up only because of the news report. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Things could have been pretty messy during this morning's commute in Cambridge.
Take a look at what ended up in the road. Yep, that's not just one porta potty, folks, at home. That's two.
Oh, wow.
Count them right there. Yep. Pair of porta potties got.
Now, she sounds really fired up to deliver this story. The guy, he doesn't seem too excited about this story whatsoever.
Pair of porta potties got stirroed. Our photojournalist Mark Garfinkel was there. He actually witnessed this whole thing happen. He says the porta potties hit the overpass and fell off the truck carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Plop. He says the driver.
Wow. Yes, she did just say that.
Like that. Plop. He says the driver came back a few minutes later to then get them off
the road. He didn't need
the
sound effect there.
No?
He didn't need that one.
No, I thought you might enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. I don't care about that guy. I thought that was fantastic.
Plop.
Oh, my God.
Hey, as far as weather, we are going to be... Oh, Kraken played tonight. So hopefully the Kraken can beat the stupid Colorado Avalanche. It's games in Colorado, so it starts at 6 p.m. So looking forward to watching that game. Weather, high of 51 degrees and cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, a couple members of this show admitted to not being able to get a job that most people have gotten rather easily. What was that job? We will tell you at 6:20.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, this is not Samuel L. Jackson. Today is election day, and you should go out and vote. And I'm here to talk about not voting for Sarah. In fact, somebody better get this motherfucking Sarah off this motherfucking ballot.
I'm Danny V, and I approve this message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yesterday, we were talking about how Kirk Hammett once worked at your favorite fast food establishment.
Home of the Whopper, baby.
Burger King. He's a Burger King alumni. And that is how he afforded his very first guitar that he used on a lot of that early Metallica material.
It's a flying V. It's just a matter of what.
Yeah, this is the one that started it all. This is the one that I used to sit in my bedroom with.
You worked at Burger King for this guitar.
Yeah. This guitar has been stolen from me twice, and I've managed to get it back. It's been lost. The airlines lost it maybe two or three times, and I've managed to get it back. Die by My Hand was written on this guitar when I was 17 years old.
It would have been funny if, like, that was also the way that he was able to get it back, was he had to go back to Burger King, work a couple more shifts, get the money so he could afford to buy it back from a pawn shop. Yeah.
Oh, so this led to us chatting about the fast food industry and working in it, and a lot of us haven't, and a lot of us have.
I feel like there's probably a lot of celebrities at some point worked at a fast food place. I'd be curious to know, like, which one they worked at.
Did you ever work at a fast food restaurant?
Well, I worked at, like, a mom and pop one. I tried to get a job at Burger King, and they never called me back.
You didn't have the qualifications,
I applied for a McDonald's. When I first moved out here, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, I'm not going to be able to find a job in radio. I tried. So I was like applying to fast food places and I wasn't getting, that's when depression really hit.
Yeah, because they didn't want you.
They didn't want me. Did you work at a fast food place?
I didn't. I worked at a coffee stand once for like a hot minute, but that was it.
A hot minute.
Hot minute. It was not.
Sarah, I know you worked in the industry, in the restaurant industry.
I worked at a restaurant, a retirement home, but I did try to work at McDonald's. I really, really wanted to, but they also didn't call me back.
What the hell? We need to get those jobs, damn it.
Right? I want to make some McFlurries.
I love that the vegan wanted to work. I mean, the vegetarian. But still, like, you, when you were younger, you never were, you were very, like, opposed to even being around meat.
Yes. So it is very weird. But I always thought, how ironic would that be if a vegetarian worked at McDonald's?
I think there's still time for you.
I wouldn't trust you with my Big Mac.
I was going to say, would you have sabotaged the hamburgers?
Honestly, maybe.
She replaces it with something.
A veggie burger.
Enjoy that burger, buddy.
Well, and then I always thought, like, I wouldn't be tempted to eat any of their food, so I wouldn't gain 1 million pounds.
What's wrong with all of you never working at fast food?
Did you?
While we were listening back to that, I'm looking at Danny, who wasn't here yesterday,
right.
and he's just giggling because I feel like you're judging us.
I am. That was my first job, Dairy Queen.
Really?
Yeah, I was 14 years old working at Dairy Queen.
It's 14. DQ. I graduated college, and I couldn't get a job at a Burger King.
Yeah, I know, right? That's kind of embarrassing. I was slinging those blizzards and the dip cones and all of the above. They wouldn't let me work the grill, though, because I was too young.
In all fairness, the 17-year-old that I interviewed with said I was just overqualified.
I never even got an interview.
Never even got called for an interview. I'll never forget that. In North Seattle, that Burger King, I never ate there again.
Oh, wow.
I was so
really
mad at them.
Stuck it to them, huh?
I was really mad at them. I don't even know if they're still open. Serves them right. That franchise owner deserved the fail.
Well, based on the fact that Kirk Hammett used to work at a Burger King, Migs, you actually did a little bit of research.
Yeah, because that'd be kind of crazy to find out, like, what celebrities worked at different fast food places. So I went on the internet, which is a beautiful place sometimes. Maybe not today, but most of the time it's not that bad, and found places that celebrities worked at that were fast food establishments.
So because of this, we want to play one of our silly little games.
Is it McDonald's or not?
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. We want to see if you can help us out. Guess which fast food establishments these celebrities worked at. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls and put you to the test after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Hi, I'm not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And a lot of people say they would vote for The Rock. But The Rock is here to tell you I won't vote for, and that's the Migs. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? I'll tell you what The Rock is not cooking. That plant-based bullshit that Migs eats. F***ing plant-based weirdo. Plus, he looks like a discount version Vin Diesel, and I hate that guy. Don't vote for him. Oh, yeah. Buy my tequila and my energy drink. I'm a great guy. Humbly.
I'm Taryn Daly, and I approve this message. Celebrities. They're just like us, right, Migs?
Oh, yeah.
Except for some of them can get jobs in fast food and we can't.
All right, well, half of us can, apparently. But Sarah and I apparently were not qualified to work in fast food ever.
We learned that Kirk Hammett once worked at Burger King. So then, Migs, you did some digging and you found out that a bunch of celebrities once worked in fast food.
Yes.
And you want to put us to the test to see if we can guess where they worked.
Yep. So I found a bunch of celebrities. They were made before becoming famous. They had a job in fast food. So I figured this game would be simply called McDonald's. Or not.
And Yoshi from Woodinville is going to play along with us.
All right.
Good morning, Yoshi.
Hello.
Are you ready for the first one?
Yes. I am ready.
All right. In honor of it being Election Day, and everyone's going out and voting, or already have voted, former President Barack Obama, McDonald's or Baskin-Robbins?
Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins. You are correct. Scooped ice cream at Baskin-Robbins. In fact, once said, rows and rows of rock hard ice cream can be brutal on the wrists.
That's true. You got to wear a brace sometimes. Nice work, Yoshi.
All right, here's our next one. And anyone jump in if you feel like you know the answer. Madonna. Do you think she worked at McDonald's or that old coffee shop, Dunkin' Donuts?
Ooh. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, so
I'm with Yoshi and McDonald's.
I'm going to go Dunkin'.
All right, Sarah, Taryn, you are correct.
That's right.
Poured coffee over at Times Square Dunkin' Donuts. How about this, though? She was fired shortly after beginning her job because I don't know what happened that led her to do this to a customer, but she squirted jelly at a customer.
What, do they got like a jelly gun?
Oh, yeah.
They have a jelly squirter? Oh, yeah, for like those jelly-filled donuts.
That like it kind of maybe looks like one of those like caulking things.
Or maybe she grabbed the donut and just squirted the jelly right in their face. All right. We all love her. She's on The Voice right now. She's a singer of No Doubt. Gwen Stefani, Dairy Queen, or McDonald's?
Ooh, I bet she's a DQ girl.
Dairy Queen.
Danny.
McDonald's.
Ah, Yoshi, Taryn, you guys are correct.
Oh, man.
Blended Blizzard's at Dairy Queen. So that's how she made her first dollar ever.
You guys are the same.
We worked
Danny?
Together. I just never told you guys that.
You both, I mean, I always thought you two shared a very similar stomach.
No, thank you.
Yes. All right, how about, you guys know Pharrell, the singer?
Of course.
Okay, McDonald's or Wendy's? Fun fact about this one.
McDonald's.
Okay, you say McDonald's. The place that he worked at, he was fired not once, not twice, but three times there.
They kept hiring him back?
Well, unlike Sarah and I, most people can get jobs there, even if you've been fired a bunch of times.
I'll just say Wendy's, just to be the opposition.
All right, nope. Yoshi, you're correct. It's McDonald's. Fired from McDonald's three Ooh. Times. Here's the funny part. Years later, he was hired by McDonald's to make the I'm Loving It jingle with Justin Timberlake. Oh,
my God. Full circle
Full
moment.
Full circle, that's right.
Hilarious.
All right, how about one more? Yeah. Brad Pitt, Jack in the Box, or McDonald's?
What you got, Yoshi?
Let's go Jack.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah, me too.
You're all wrong.
Oh. What?
How about worked over at the drive-thru at McDonald's?
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty awesome.
That is very awesome.
Actually, I do want to throw this one in one last one just for funsies. You know Nick Cannon.
Of course.
What do you think, McDonald's or Wiener Schnitzel?
I hope it's Wiener Schnitzel.
Let's go Wiener because it sounds funny.
Well, and also, I mean, he has a lot of kids. If anyone knows their Wiener Schnitzel, it would be Nick Cannon. Yes, he was fired there because he told too many jokes over the intercom, and that's when he realized, I want to be a comic.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Well, thanks, Yoshi, for playing along with us. You were really good at this game.
Thank you.
Apparently, Bobby Flay once worked at Baskin-Robbins.
Wow, that's a big
come up. The chef guy, yeah. Eva Longoria, she worked at a Wendy's.
Baskin-Robbins was like the big thing to do after school. I mean, like, because we had one right across the street, so like everyone worked there at one point. I did not. I went with the Dairy Queen.
I worked at the one in Pullman. I didn't know that I could count that as fast food, but I did work at the one in Pullman when I was at Wazoo.
I know it is. It's a good argument. It's a stupid argument, but it's a perfect argument for our show. Is a Baskin Robbins a fast food place?
I mean it is pretty fast.
You're getting it fast. Yeah. There is no. I don't think they have drive-thrus though.
The one that I worked at did not.
I'll be honest. Every time I go by a Baskin Robbins, my first thought is, "Oh wow, they still have those."
Wow.
I don't mean that's a bad thing. I don't remember the last time. Actually, the last time we went to one was in Hawaii.
Oh, interesting.
Because they had one at the hotel.
Oh, nice.
That's one of Lily's favorites. She loves the daiquiri ice cream.
It's a good choice.
I don't know why. That's the only one she'll get there. But she's like, Baskin Robbins is my favorite. And I'm like, well, all right.
Yeah, when we went there, I was looking at her, I'm like, we should go there more often. There's a Baskin Robbins maybe like 3 minutes from our house. We have yet to go there.
There's still time.
There is still time.
Rockaholics, if you would like a shot at the game Beat Migs, we need you to give us a call right now. Steve has a record of 307 wins, 92 losses, and 54 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm the Terminator, the Predator, the Governator, the Kindergarten Cop, and also an owner of farm animals. Just like that dork Taryn Daly. I own donkeys. I know jackasses. And there isn't a bigger jackass than Taryn Daly. In the movies, I terminated the T-1000. And today, I ask you rockaholics to terminate the T-Dog with your vote.
I'm Danny V, and I approve this message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.